Late nights with Travin.
With Travin Lewis.
With Travin Lewis.
Late nights with Travin Lewis.
Hey man, good morning.
How are you?
I'm good.
Super.
Super. It is 3:48 in the morning.
Yeah. I'm a little late because I woke up at 2 and I was like, cool, I'm awake and just do some computer stuff. And I sat down, tippity tap tap, and I was like, oh, I'll just sit on the couch for a bit. And then I woke up at 3:30.
It was good.
Yeah.
It was good.
Well, yeah, that's what happens.
Well, sitting to my left is Travis. And
sitting to my right is Los.
Yes, yes, I'm Los. And for those of you joining for the first time, this podcast tries to touch on how to be a successful creative in the current on-demand creative economy. It's a mouthful.
It is a mouthful, but it's a good one.
It's a good one.
Sometimes I forget what our slogan is.
Yeah.
And somebody's like, what's your podcast about? And I go, hold on, let me look it up on YouTube, on iTunes. And I like literally bust out my phone and tap our name in the search, and I go, oh, here's what we're about.
That's good. So Travis and I are both paid to create on demand, and we rely heavily on design thinking to help us create.
Mm-hmm.
And to create, as most of you know, is to solve problems. And to solve problems is to create. So to have a higher chance at solving problems elegantly, we need to rely on a process.
Yeah, absolutely. We've talked a lot about this in the past.
Mm-hmm. We've talked about rely on the process.
Mm-hmm. We talked about the process.
The process.
We talked about the full process designer.
Yes, the full process designer.
And then we've gone into a few specific processes that you use to present, that you used for collaboration, that we use for creativity in general. So I'm excited about this because process is a big deal to us.
It is a big deal.
It's a good theme, a reoccurring theme in our podcast.
It is reoccurring.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good segue, I mean. Because it brings me to our topic for the next two episodes.
Ooh, this is a two-parter?
Yes, this is a two-part series in which I introduce you to some brainstorming techniques.
Okay. Ooh, cool.
Mm-hmm, to help you gain a deeper understanding of a problem and its impact or impacts, multiple. Helps you expand safe ideas, expand existing ideas, and explore a broad range of idea territories.
I'm excited. Let's do this.
So there's two. And in today's episode, we're going to talk about mind mapping.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think you've done this on your YouTube channel. I kind of seen you mind map before.
Yeah, yeah.
And for those of you that don't know what mind mapping is, this podcast is for you. If you know, it'll be a refresher.
Okay. So let's just start out by saying that The creative process involves a series of prototyping and testing, right? Mm-hmm. Mind mapping, and I guess you're going to define it soon, but mind mapping is the lowest fidelity that I can think of.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the amount of effort that goes into making something actually work, a prototype to show somebody, is very, very low.
Right.
And that's good. You want low fidelity in the beginning so you can move quickly.
That's right. So mind mapping is a visual exploratory technique to generate ideas based on letting your brain make free associations from one idea to the next. It can also be used as a rapid way of organizing loads of thoughts in your mind, you know, mind spaghetti, into an organized set of associated lists.
Did you write down mind spaghetti in your notes?
Look at it. Mind spaghetti.
Mind. I like how you presented mind spaghetti.
So mind mapping is a really short, sharp activity that can be used to derive quick results in a pinch.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
This can be done individually, in pairs, or in groups.
Yeah. I like that it can be done in groups because this is a great way to like kick off an idea,
mm-hmm.
like with a sprint. You know, like you're like, okay, everybody, let's do a quick brainstorm together, and then branch off and like you know work in your own or you know mm-hmm. come back and can reconvergence later. But it's a great way to kick off an idea and make sure not only there's new ideas being sprung up, but also everybody has coverage on what the problem space is.
Yeah, what I like about it is that this can also be done as a means of graphic facilitation to an unobtrusively recorded group discussion.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So first, let's talk about the materials you will need. It's high tech here. You need a paper and a pen or a marker if you're doing this by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're doing it with a group, a whiteboard or just a large sheet of paper and a whiteboard pen or a pen, and then a timer.
You know what else I've found as concerning tools to be useful?
Tell me.
Because if you think about when people do brainstorming and mind mapping, it's like a series of branching nodes.
Mm-hmm.
you can also boil that same ideas. Sorry, you can also boil that same structure down to a list.
Right.
You know, like right. A node is a parent, so it's like bulleted, nested bulleted lists. Mm-hmm. You can use word processing or like a note taking software. Oh, that's software. Right.
You could
so like that. Sometimes instead of like trying to find the perfect map software that like has a good branch or find a good pen and a big enough whiteboard, sometimes just like on your phone making a nested bulleted lists works.
Yeah, which is mind mapping.
Yeah, it's mind mapping. Same thing.
So let's talk about the steps to mind mapping.
Mm-hmm.
There's three steps. Step number one, you start with a central question, topic, or target. Okay, then you write this in the center of the paper or whiteboard. And to give you an example, this could be something like, how might we introduce the dislike button in Facebook? And then you would draw a circle around it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like the question that you were asking.
Okay.
How might we?
Yep. How might we introduce the dislike button in Facebook?
Mm-hmm.
This is if we were designers at Facebook and we're tossing the idea of a dislike button.
Right.
Step two, you're going to limit yourself to about 5 minutes for this first pass. You're going to write down as many thoughts that spring to mind in answer to this question, to your topic or whatever target you've put in the middle of the paper.
Now, why would you do a time limit?
You want to constrain yourself to quick thinking,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Because what you're going to do is you're trying to not self-edit or overthink. For example, some things that I would write down in the 5 minutes would be like, we pay people $1 for every dislike. We replace the like button with the dislike button. The dislike button only appears after 30 likes, mm-hmm. et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. Don't self-edit. You just want to just like mind spaghetti on the paper.
This is when we want yes and thinking, especially if you're in a group.
Mm-hmm.
Like don't tell anybody, no, that won't work, because don't ever say that right now.
Mm-hmm.
Save that for later. Mm-hmm. Because right now you want collaborative, additive thinking. When I say additive, I mean you're going to say something that inspires me to say something.
That's right.
And the fourth time that goes back through us, it might be the one right thing. But the first time, it's probably not going to be right.
That's right. That's right. So step one, start with a topic, target, or question. Step two, give yourself 5 minutes and just additive thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And the third one is, once you're satisfied that you have written as many initial ideas or thoughts as you can think of, or time runs out, take each idea and use that as a branch to write another set of ideas.
Okay, so you're like forcing additive thinking.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yep.
That's good.
Give yourself more time, but not too much. 20 minutes should be sufficient for this next step.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so what that looks like would be like, oh, we pay people $1 for every dislike. I like that one. Let's circle it. Mm-hmm. And then we can go through that.
Sometimes what I do when I'm sketching UI, and this is a little bit different setting, but the principle is the same. Sometimes I'll take a piece of paper and I'll make six outlines for a browser or mm-hmm. a phone, and now I am forced to have six designs.
Oh, that's cool.
So I don't settle. I don't make one design. I'm like, yep, that's good. Now I'm go to Hi-Fi's.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I'm like, okay, I made three, and now I'm hitting the wall.
Yeah.
Now the problem that I'm going to have to, that because I need to fill in these six boxes
mm-hmm.
or more, right? 12 boxes. The creativity needs to get a little bit more smart, you know?
Right.
And in a similar way, if you make your mind map
mm-hmm.
in a similar node, say like we need six base ideas or we need 12 base ideas. You know what it is?
Right.
Instead of saying, okay, we have three good ones. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, don't be done too fast, I guess is what I'm trying to get to.
Yeah. You want to take the time to expand on any ideas that you have.
Yeah. And when I say fast, I'm not talking about minutes, because you outline the minutes. You want mm-hmm. this to be quick so you're not editing.
Mm-hmm.
But when I say fast, I mean don't be done too early in terms of how many ideas you have out.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with that. That's good advice. So those are the three steps. The last step is to analyze. You go back over your mind map and highlight ideas or thoughts that resonate with you the most. For example, you can do the strongest ideas, the silliest ideas.
I like that.
The ones that align the best with your business goals.
Yeah, maybe a different color highlighter for each thing, mm-hmm. you know?
And then and then
ones get pink.
Yeah, and then you can go on to the next step of the creative process after brainstorming, which is like early low-fidelity prototyping.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And what's your opinion on if you're working in groups for divergence and convergence, Separating into partners or what?
Yeah, so if you have like 12 people or something, mm-hmm. break up into groups of three, mm-hmm. and then you can go do some prototyping. Like you get an 8.5 by 11.5 like legal paper, mm-hmm. folded in half, and then twice again, so you have 8 boxes, mm-hmm. and then you sketch out as many ideas.
Okay, that's the 6 box that I was talking about earlier.
Yeah,
same principle. I like that.
Same principle, and you divide it into like. Each group diverges on an idea.
Everybody come back in 20 minutes with these 8 ideas. Mm-hmm. What if you have just one collaborator?
One collaborator. So let's say it's like you and I.
Yeah, you and me. You and me. hello, English. You and I want to make something together, and we've done some brainstorming. Mm-hmm. Is that going to work here with us? This divergence, convergence, what's the next step after we've done this?
If it's you and I, we would, because we're a limited resource, mm-hmm. we would grab the best idea that we think, mm-hmm. or if we're inspired, grab 2 ideas. Mm-hmm. Likely, you'd probably just want to do one, and then we'd grab that idea, let's say, like, paying everyone $1, mm-hmm. right, to use the dislike button. What does that look like? We can diverge into our own thinking, mm-hmm. and then create, like, some customer journeys and what that would look like, separate from one another, and then converge again, and then do like a dot voting list on like what parts of the flow that we both came up with are the best, mm. and we'd have a better.
What's the value of divergence?
You eliminate groupthink. Yes. You don't want groupthink too early.
Good. Cool. Right. I just wanted to pull that out of you because I think that, you know, a lot of our listeners, some of them have the ability and the privilege to like work in big groups, and some of them are just behind their desk in the middle of Norway. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So. Good. I think you covered it pretty well. Thanks.
Awesome. So that concludes mind mapping.
Oh, that's it for the episode.
That's but I have a special surprise.
Oh, okay. I want to know about it.
So that concludes mind mapping. Feel free to use it whenever you need to brainstorm any idea. My sister-in-law recently sent a group text that she's going to blog about this idea that she has, and she wanted to come up with different names for her blog. Mm-hmm. And so I'm gonna send her this once we record it and say like, hey, you can start with this. Start with mind mapping.
Oh, how to come up with a good name for your blog?
Yeah, mm-hmm. or something like that, right?
Yeah,
so it can be used for anything. It can be used for like, what's the best way, or like, how am I going? What is the easiest and fastest way to build a fence? Or
how should we save for our vacation?
Yeah, or like, how do we save for chickens?
You know, how to boil an egg?
Yeah, anything. Anything.
Wait. No, just kidding.
No, just kidding. All right, so special surprise. First, we're going to start with reading some reviews. So we have a new review, mm-hmm, and mm-hmm, it's mm-hmm, in mm-hmm, the iTunes mm-hmm, store. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, it's 5 mm-hmm, stars, January 10th, awesome. 2016, by Steven Royster.
January 10th, 2016.
And he says, excellent podcast, huge fan. And this is what he says. How's it going, Travin Los? Your podcasts are outstanding. Each one of them is very thought-provoking and inspiring. The organization, dedication, and consistency you both put behind your work is truly something I look up to.
Does he know we're up at 3 a.m.?
I don't know. Each of you are extremely knowledgeable people, making your podcast very insightful. Thank you for producing the content that you do. Keep up the amazing work, you guys.
Aw, Steven.
Steven, thank you so much.
You're so nice.
You're so nice. So here's a surprise. You ready?
Yeah. Oh, I thought that was a surprise. This is a good one.
This is the good surprise. All right,
surprise me.
The last episode that we did was the year in review.
Yes.
And you surprised me with a year's worth of our travinlos@gmail.com emails that people sent to us.
But you know what was funny thing? After listening back to that,
yeah.
I was like, oh, we tell everybody to email. But we never ever told anybody to email us. That's what, like, I was laughing to myself while I was listening to it. Like, we never said emails. We never told anybody about the email address. Yeah. They just did it.
They just did it.
Like, blindly.
That's
kind of wild, right? Like, have you ever, like, emailed somebody not even knowing if that really was their address?
Travelers@gmail.com. Well, now you know.
I know. Now it's out there.
That's funny. So, in iTunes, you can switch the store nationality.
No way.
And so I switched it to the United Kingdom, and guess what I found? I found some reviews.
No way, more reviews?
From England.
You have 4 more right now?
I have 4 more right now.
Holy moly.
So this is kind of like year in review, part two. Dose. Deuce.
Part deuce?
Part deuce. Wowza.
Wowza.
5 stars by Sir James 10.
Yeah, James.
May 15th, 2015. He says...
Oh, this is from May.
May 15th, 2015.
This is the surprise.
This is a surprise.
This is so old.
This is old.
Okay.
He says, I stumbled on this gem via Travis's Dev Tips page.
Mm.
This podcast is genuinely refreshing. It's basically two guys sitting at a table talking to each other. That said, each episode has its own structure related to the creative industry. But rather than giving the listener a bunch of advice based on loose theories, Tremolos draw their ideas organically from the experience of their own lives.
Mm.
The format is simple and their willingness to be so open is bold. Taken together, this creates a podcast that just works really well. Late Nights is funny, insightful, and poignant, and gets better each week. The last episode was particularly good. Keep it up.
The last episode in May of 2015. Wow.
Yep.
That's great. Thank you, Sir James 10.
Sir James, thank you. Followed by Sir... SW online. 5 stars. Trap and Los.
Trap and Los.
The perfect recipe. Two guys chatting about life and junk. The combination of Los's life lessons along with Travis's well thought out ramblings is the ultimate podcast recipe. Well worth a listen.
I like the paradox of the idea of well thought out ramblings.
Mm-hmm.
That's quite a, like, how does that even work?
I don't know. We've got two more to the surprise.
All right.
Love the show. 5 stars. Oh, that last one was June 9th. This next one is from August 3rd, 2015, mm-hmm. by Sir A Young H. Hey, nice. Guys. Great show. I love how fun the conversation is and the topics talked about. Keep up the awesome job.
Nice. Thanks, man.
Thanks, man. And then the last one. January 5th, 2016. I haven't seen this one.
That's really recent.
That is recent. 5 stars. Favorite podcast by Sir Assers.
Assers.
Travis from DevTips told me to come here to find his podcast. I have almost listened to all of the episodes, and every time I listen to a new one, I think to myself, let's get creative.
Let's get creative.
I almost always apply the topics.
Hold on, let me see that in a British accent.
Let's get creative. I almost always apply.
It was more Scottish.
It was more Scottish. You want to try it again?
No.
I almost always apply the topics discussed towards my own life. Listening to the pods just makes me smile. Thanks, Travelos. Mandrew Hannaford.
Whoa. Mandrew Hannaford.
Sir Mandrew Hannaford. Thank you.
Sir Mandrew Hannaford.
Thank you. Thank you so much for the love on iTunes in the United Kingdom. Next week, we're going to be talking about another brainstorming technique.
So buckle up for that. I mean, put on your earphones. I don't know.
I don't know. Or if...
Keep listening.
There were ear pugs, remember?
Ear pugs?
Yeah, we said that.
Like little puppies?
Yeah. See ya.